a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTV. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. Now, Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Here's your host, Chrissy Sadowski.
Welcome to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski. Wayne has been a natural health advocate for over 25 years, personal friend and student of Jim Strauss, founder of Strauss Naturals. Wayne has used his years of experience of natural health remedies to help anyone in need he can. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Hi, Chrissy.
How are you?
Always well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Are you enjoying this weather?
I sure am. I was just out with the leaf blower blowing some leaves and continuing the fall cleanup.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful few days. So, you know, when you and I talk about people getting outside and get moving, there's no excuses over the next 5 days.
No, and you don't have to work at breakneck pace or anything. Just take your time. It's just good being out there and stretching and lovely time of year. I already miss the beautiful colors. There were some beauties this year. I noticed, you know, my trees, my maple trees, they never went orange or red. They went yellow and then fell off, yellow or brown. So I wonder if that black splotch disease is starting to catch up with our maple trees or some of them.
But, yeah, it's funny sure how in certain neighborhoods, like in our neighborhood, we've lost so many of our leaves, but in other neighborhoods you drive down and they still have full trees.
Yeah, well. And climate and the weather, who knows what all. But it's important for us to get outside. We've talked about that many times and do something, even a light stroll and take in some sunshine. It's going to be sunshine today and tomorrow all day. And it's like a preempt to, you know, what's coming, Chrissy.
Yeah, so. Do we ever. And especially because you're down in the Port Colborne Lake Erie way, so you get it even worse than we do here in St. Catharines.
Yeah, it's been windy as well lately, and the gales of November have started. But anyway, regardless, and, you know, make sure you're warm enough as well when you do go outside. I have to cover my ears all the time, and it bothers my ears. So, you know, make sure you're comfortable. It's not a good thing to be cold, Chrissy. Jim Strauss always preached.
No, it isn't. Here's a question. With your gardens, do you do any, like when you say you're doing the fall prep and the fall cleanup, so over the summer you and I talked a lot about iron earth soil. Do you do anything specific to your gardens at this time of the year?
Well, sure, it is a great time to dig the iron earth granules into the soil.
Would you recommend doing that now as opposed to the spring?
Yeah, well, both times are great times, but what I like about this time of year, and I'm going to do my lawn, I've still yet to finish that, and I've got some soil coming. Pardon me. But what I like about this time of year, it's like planting trees. It's a good time because all the moisture we're going to get between now and spring just gives them a great start. So you get that iron earth down through the soil and the minerals and acids, that soil stabilizers, the pH stabilizer, just makes everything grow so well. I was just thrilled this year with the things I saw, some of the tomatoes and other produce that I ate, and fantastic. And, you know, I find this interesting. I'm not surprised, but since it's legal for folks to grow marijuana now in Canada, of course, there's been a lot of people test and try and use iron earth, and some of the bigger growers as well, the licensed growers, and just great results, Chrissy, as with everything else natural, that the bounty, you know, the size of plants and trees and produce, the chemical free. I mean, that however a person uses marijuana, whether it's reduced to the oils that they use or eating it or smoking it or whatever you do, I just can't help but to believe having no chemicals is the way to go. It's otherwise I guess it's like cigarettes. There's lots of chemicals in cigarettes and So I just believe we're better off. The least amount of chemicals we can take in, the better off we are, Chrissy. And this iron earth is really something, as we've talked about before. The benefits are something. You taste them for yourself. There's no one will need to tell you. I've just been thrilled with what I've seen thus far.
If you already have a tree planted, so let's say it's been planted for a couple years and it just is starting to grow, is there any way to get that iron earth into that tree without having to dig it up completely?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just dig around the topsoil and put the iron earth granules in there. For a tree that was, say, 8 or 10 feet high, you'd want to put 4 or 5 scoops, the little scoops that come in the bag of iron earth, into each tree. And again, the granules dissolve, and so it's the number of feedings, really, if you look at it that way, the number of feedings that a plant gets, because the iron earth is dissolving and, of course, enriching the soil throughout the whole growth life cycle of a plant. And so for trees, yeah, we've just seen some great things, both experienced with growers getting taller trees using the iron earth as opposed to conventional chemical methods and fertilizers, and ourselves. One of my sons just planted 100 trees on a property, and beautiful job. And he's put the iron earth granules in, and he's going to use the iron earth liquid, which is just the same product, but in liquid form. It's fabulous. You dilute it. And so any time's a good time, but this is a particularly good time to condition that soil, Chrissy, and then it's in great shape for when you put whatever you put in the ground in the spring.
Yeah, that's really great to know, because sometimes I think it can be confusing if you don't know a lot about planting, you know, when is the best time for adding iron earth, or when is the best time to even plant a tree? I'm going to be honest. We actually planted a tree last week, and I had no idea that this was like the best time to plant a tree.
Yeah. Early spring or fall like this, when we have some moisture. I believe fall is the best. They say the same things about pruning trees and so forth, either, you know, fairly early in the spring or in the fall. It's just, I guess it's the healthiest time for them to undergo pruning and so forth. And so, it's a great time for the iron earth. And sales, I'm told, have maintained steady. So people are using it. I don't know whether growing anything now this time of year, other than trees and whatnot that survive the winter, growing anything would be indoors or in greenhouses or in people's homes. So again, whether it's marijuana or an herb garden, whatever you're growing, you can grow it chemical-free with iron earth and just get great results. And you know, some of the tests that were run, Chrissy, was with some very poor soil, flower boxes, for example, that had not... The flowers hadn't survived for 2 summers in a row. They were planted, looked nice, and then died. With using that same old soil with the iron earth, these folks had beautiful blooming flowers all summer. And so it's like our bodies, Chrissy. You know, if we didn't get all the things that we really need to maintain good health, well, we won't have good health. And it's really the same thing. Plants are made from the same cells we are. And they need these things like we do, the minerals, the proper acids, bacteria, and all the rest, you know. And great product, 100% safe again. And I personally love, this is how it got my interest in the first place so strongly, was no chemicals, no additives, exactly the way it comes out of the ground is what iron earth is. It's a mine or a vein, if you will, of this high mineral content, high humate acid. Looks like coal when it's dug out of the ground, and the only process is to mill it, shred it down to the size of like sea salt, because you couldn't go planting big chunks of like coal in your garden. So these will dissolve over the course of a season, and we found in the community garden that the garden just got richer the second year, and then richer again the third year, of course, as the soil. What the plants don't use will stay in the soil, Chrissy. So you can really end up with a very fine garden without ever changing the soil. You may need to add some from time to time, a couple of bags of black earth, but you don't need to change it. It'd be a shame to change it because you'd be throwing out very good soil if you'd treated it with iron earth previously.
Yeah, you know, I'm on their website, and it's so the testimonials as well as the photographs of, like, without iron earth and then with iron earth are really incredible to look at. And I highly recommend that people, like, just go check it out for yourself, because there's something extra special, obviously, about this, which parallels to Strauss Naturals and the natural products, no contaminants, and the fact that it does make you healthier.
Yeah, I'm not only a natural health advocate. Before I was that, Chrissy, I'm an environmentalist, and our family businesses are all environmental related, ship breaking and battery recycling, and all the chemistries, all the heavy metals, lithium as well. And these things are very important to our environment to be handled properly. And I was always, I've always been, and still am, proud of what I believe we do our part for the environment. But things like the Iron Earth and Strauss, it's it's so much easier. They're more passionate, I suppose, because of the directness. It's not good for the environment that just 50 years from now somebody will say, "Well, you know, they did a good job." This is direct to other people, to human beings, and whether it's the natural health supplements or something like Iron Earth that can help them grow just great, healthy vegetables, chemical free. You know, I get such a charge out of it because I think these are such meaningful things. You know, our health is our wealth, and geez, you know, in my opinion, it's important to give these things to ourselves when we can. If you're not like me, I don't have a garden at home, so a vegetable garden. But if you do, boy, try this Iron Earth. You just won't be sorry. And the Strauss products, Chrissy, there's some great sales to start November 15th from Strauss. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.ca. Some great specials for Christmas. And I love this idea. What a great gift to give to someone is something to support their health. And it's not like that blue sweater that everybody always takes back. I swear, for decades, and I told them this once, for decades, my mother and sister never kept one thing I bought them for Christmas. Never. If I bought brown, they wanted the blue one. If I bought this, they wanted that. And finally I said, "That's it. You know, this is silly. Me going buying stuff and you always taking it back." They denied that was the case, but that was the case. That's what they did. So a gift like this is a great gift, and the gift of supporting someone's health. There's the discount on, and they're on some treatment kits as well, I understand, the immune products, Chrissy. So it's a great time, first of all, for someone to try these products or some of them and start, and it's a great time to give a gift and get a good discount at the same time. They're just so effective as cleanses, and we talked about this, I think, the last time, Chrissy, to prevent worse things happening to us. Certainly if you have any of these ailments, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, and so forth, the bladder issues, prostate issues in men, which is very, very common. And these things, some of them keep us up half the night because we have to get up to use the bathroom so many times. Well, these products are just great, and your satisfaction and safety both guaranteed. So try it and see what it does for you. So many people now say that where, like me, Chrissy would get up 3, 4, sometimes 5 times in the night, are sleeping right through, getting up once. My old teammate, dear old friend, we worked out yesterday. He said for the first time he went through the night and did not get up once, which is pretty rare for him. So, you know, this is one of the things that does affect men and women's sleep. Apparently, one out of every two of us has some sleep issues. For men, that prostate formula is the key to go along with it, Chrissy. The prostate and the bladder, the kidney is just a great formula always to take. And they all have this cleansing effect that And this is to avoid, first of all, to support your body to do what it's supposed to do, not alter it to deal with side effects, symptoms, rather. And it's just great prevention if you don't have anything wrong that you know of.
And after the break, Wayne, let's talk a little bit more about the importance of taking these kidney drops and the prostate drops and helping, you know, get this good night's sleep and why it matters.
Okay.
This is Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. We'll be back after the break.
Forecast from the 610 CKTB Satellite Weather Center. Sunny and a high of 19 degrees today. Going to be clear overnight. We have a low of 9. Tomorrow, more sunshine and 19. Monday, clear skies and a high of 20 degrees. And Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud and 22. For 610 CKTB, I'm Steve Martin.
Now more than ever, having a clean business or job site is paramount to success. Let Cotton Inc. help you with full-service solutions for your business needs. Cotton Inc. has permanent bins with scheduled pickups for waste removal.
Now back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTB.
We are back on Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski. Before the break, we were talking about how a lot of these formulas can help control your bladder at night and why it's important, because we all know that getting a good night's sleep is important. And Wayne, you had a crazy statistic that one out of every two people struggle with sleep.
Yeah, and as we get older, it doesn't, the batting average doesn't get better, Chrissy. These days, with all the anxiousness, I'll just say, all the reasons that people might be extra concerned, worried, COVID, jobs, the economy, taxes, you know, just so many things today. The U.S. election, I guess, just settled. I don't know if it's final, but the country seems divided. People are stressed. They're fighting with one another. And so it's a proven fact, of course, that anxiety and stress affect our sleep. So, you know, it's a shame on top of it, Chrissy, if you have to get up four or five times through the evening, through the night, rather, to use the bathroom. It is not going to help your good sleep. We need to get into that REM sleep. That's rapid eye movement sleep. That's a good deep sleep. That's when our body does the most repairing and gets rest to repair muscles and tissues and organs. If we go to bed, and I've done this, believe you me, if we go to bed stuffed full of food, well, first of all, you may have a restless night, as I've had, indigestion and so forth, but that aside, your body isn't resting. Your digestive system has to keep working full tilt, because you're going to eat again when you get up or soon thereafter. And therefore, your heart, the pump, it's working, and we're not getting the proper rest. So we really are better not to eat or eat much of anything after supper time. That's the easiest time to gain weight, as well as eating after supper. And there's different things you can do with it for a sweet tooth. A friend of mine does it. It works very nicely, too. He freezes those big globe grapes, the ones with the big seeds in the middle. They're the best grapes to eat for your health. And he freezes those so that even those he only eats so many of while he's watching a television program or something. And that's natural sugar, of course, and much better for us than the refined sugars. But another for digestion, and this has nothing to do with Strauss. It was just things Strauss taught me and were proven to be true. Chrissy, if people are having digestive issues, rather, including Crohn's or colitis, you know, the first thing that they might do for themselves, I do every day, take a digestive enzyme. They have different names for them, but they're vegetable enzymes. Mine's called super enzymes. And it just helps us digest. The digestion starts in our mouth with saliva, and we're meant to chew our food properly, and a lot of us don't. We eat too fast and swallow chunks and all the rest of it. Well, whether you chew your food well or not, liquefy your food. Most people don't. These enzymes, vegetable enzymes, digestive enzymes, it's like having a, if you will, a little shredder in your stomach that breaks the food down so that you can digest it. People with Crohn's, that's the inability to digest fiber, and yet the only thing that will help them is to digest fiber. Fiber is what they need. So between the vegetable enzymes, digestive enzymes, if necessary, you put food in a blender, make it like baby food. Doesn't matter what it is. It can be roast beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, and green beans. And just do that breaking down in a blender, and because you've got to give your system a chance to digest it if you have Crohn's. If you've got ulcers or other issues, try sauerkraut, European sauerkraut. Never, ever made with wine or vinegar. Just two ingredients, green cabbage and salt. And if you eat, this was my dad had this. He was in the Cleveland Cliffs Hospital in Fort Lauderdale. And I called Jim Strauss. That was actually the first time I spoke to Jim live on the phone over 20 years ago. And he told me, have my dad stick his tongue out. They said they didn't know what was wrong with him, but he was so sore, Chrissy, he couldn't stand the sheets of the bed on his stomach. And I said, Jim, they think it's his gallbladder. He said, no, they're wrong. He said, see if he's got a mirror and stick his tongue out and see if it's coated in white. And if it is, he's hurt his stomach. And ask him what supplements he's taking. He may be taking cheap vitamins or products that he can't absorb and is giving him this trouble. Then tell him to get some European sauerkraut, have two or three forkfuls before he eats anything, whether it's a cookie, lunch, breakfast, supper, a snack, two or three forkfuls, chew it very well, and in 10 days he'll have a new stomach lining. So I called my dad. My dad was a big believer in Western medicine, called my dad in the hospital. He had a mirror in the night table and the little roller table there. Yes, his tongue was coated. So I said, Dad, you know, get the sauerkraut. And he had his wife get it and bring it to the hospital. This is about 6 o'clock around supper time. And I swear on my life, Chrissy, he left the hospital the next morning at 9:30 with no pain. This was two doses of it, two doses of sauerkraut. It might have been three if he had something later at night, but it's amazing. Our stomach is lined with sodium, and just sauerkraut, well, no wine or vinegar, just the sauerkraut made with salt, cabbage and salt, and it was amazing. So things like that Jim taught me. So for $3 or so, you may be able to fix your stomach that's upset on you. If you have Crohn's or colitis, well, you know, you've got to deal with that. I'm very sad, the people that I've seen that they can't digest properly and they slowly starve to death, Chrissy. Some of them, ladies can bleed constantly, have to have transfusions. So you need to digest the fiber, and in order to do that, you need help. Digestive enzymes you can get at any health food store, digestive enzymes. And if necessary, you blend your food in a blender. That just breaks it down like baby food, if you will. And a young lady nearby here, and from Dunville, actually, the granddaughter of a good friend of mine, she was going for transfusions weekly. She was down to 85 pounds. Beautiful young lady, about 25 years old. And in 2 weeks, she gained 11 pounds doing this, stopped bleeding. And so, you know, it doesn't take $1 million and all kinds of technology for everything, Chrissy. Nature's provided us everything.
I love these stories. You know, the story of your dad or the story of this girl. These real, true life stories where something has. It hasn't just worked for them, it's cured them. And that's something you and I have talked a lot about, too, is, you know, the Band-Aid solution versus the cure and how it doesn't exist in normal life, right? There's always a Band-Aid.
You know, we wouldn't claim a cure if it's against the law to start with. But the point is, like you said, the natural things are good foods and natural medicines, good natural medicines, formulas, support our own body's functions because they're supposed to run perfectly, Chrissy. We're built in the first place to run perfectly. And it's all these other things, including some of our own habits and lifestyles and so forth, but all of these things collectively can you know, can drag us down, make us ill, give us disease. And, you know, this is where to try and keep clean tissues. You know, I was on a radio show in Missouri I was the host of the show with one of my great medicine men that has advised me for 20 years now. He's probably number two behind Jim Strauss. Well, he said the two things. I said, what would you tell the folks, Shanti, if there were two things that they should do more or that they should do less? And he said, it's simple. Breathe deeply more often and more regularly, and drink enough water. Drink more water. He said hardly anyone is drinking enough water, and to breathe deeply. And you know, it's true. We need the oxygen. Some of us tend to breathe shallow. It's just a great thing to do before you go to sleep. Take 10 or 15 long, slow, deep breaths. Again, when you get up in the morning and any time you think of it. And water is really something to drink enough of. It can be a challenge, Chrissy. If somebody my size, 200 pounds, should drink like 12 bottles a day. And most of us don't drink that much water. So dehydration itself is a Schedule A disease. Our lungs are made of 90% water. It's the only part of our body that's not 62% water. But we're meant to be 62% water, not 58. So it's very serious dehydration. And those two things, I thought, I agree with them 100% as well. Breathe deep enough and drink enough water. And then these cleansing products and immune-supporting products, Chrissy. I mean, I don't know what else that I would do other than some exercise and fresh air and some sunshine and of course, as much good, wholesome food as possible.
Yeah, it's so funny because we look at all of these things, the water, the breathing, the sleep, the exercise, the eating well, but then there's all these temptations and it makes it so challenging sometimes to step back and say, I need to do this for me and for my health, but it's hard, you know, when you have Halloween and a 200 box of mini chocolate bars sitting beside you or.
Oh, you know, I love those. I love those.
Yeah, exactly.
I do. Well, that's the point. You know, Jim Strauss always said, Chrissy, none of us is going to just eat raw vegetables and fruits the rest of our lives. And he loved the bacon and egg on Sunday and sausages and pork soup. And he's Austrian. So, you know, none of us were subjected to things that we have no control over. You know, chemicals, chlorine in our water and so forth, and chemicals on our foods and genetically modified foods. And we can do our best, but it is very difficult. So there's never been a time, as I've said before, that we need supplementing our diet more than now. Both cleansing from all the toxins, the heavy metals, the plastics. Plastics are all made from oil. The pollution, the chemicals that are just completely surrounding us, literally, in our lives and on much of our foods, what they're giving beef cattle and pigs and chickens to grow faster, it's having its effect on us. Young teenage girls are more developed these days than they were 30, 40 years ago. People are bigger these days. You know, the proof, Chrissy, the biggest player in the Canadian Football League 50 years ago was Angelo Mosca. He was the biggest man in the league at 268 pounds. Today, the offensive line, there isn't anyone on any team's offensive line that isn't 300 pounds. So it's not like we had the big guys then, we just didn't use them. No, the people were not as big then. And, you know, what would we expect if cattle are given antibiotics to grow quicker and we're eating the beef? And, you know, this is what's happened. And Jim Strauss would say, evolution takes thousands of years and we can't evolve this fast as what we're trying to do, eating these genetically modified foods. So, as they say, there's never been as important a time. And think of our children. You're, I believe, much younger than me, but I have young grandchildren now, grandbabies. So they'll have 7% of the food in the stores available is natural. The other 93 is or contains GMOs. my sons, they had, I don't know, I seedless grapes, and they didn't have the first genetically modified food until about 45 years ago. The tomato was the first they tried. So I was, you know, I was 20 years old. So my children's generation has largely grown up on an increasing amount of refined carbs, packaged foods, and GMO, genetically modified organisms. We're heading in the wrong direction here, Chrissy, is what we're doing. So immune system, again, that's our defense department. That is our cavalry and defense department. So we need that healthy. And it stays healthy the same as all the rest of our cells do by trying to live properly, enough sleep, enough exercise, eating right, not overeating too much, not too much refined carbs. They just make us fat, and we have no use for them, no positive use for them. And get some sunshine and supplement. You know, we really need to today. And I think the most important supplements are the cleanses. Personally, it's kind of like starting from scratch again. If your liver's plugged or severely toxified or a fatty liver, what better to do than to clean it out, Chrissy?
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about those specific products then when we come back after the break. But I just want to say, like, you know, when you're talking about all of these things, the other side of it, other than temptation, is convenience. And a lot of this stuff was made for convenience. And it's about us getting back to the root of wanting, you know, needing to take a little bit more time to be a bit healthier.
That's right.
This is Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski, and we'll be back right after the break.
Now, back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
We are back on Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski. Before the break, Wayne was talking about the importance of a cleanse and the Strauss Natural products that can accompany that. So, Wayne, why don't you continue?
Yeah, well, the top of the heap and the flagship product, Chrissy, is the Strauss Heart Drops, shown to dissolve the plaque from cholesterol that builds up in our from our tiniest vessels to our skin and eyes and ears to the main arteries, carotid arteries to our brain, up our the side of our neck. So, you know, blood is the most important body function. That's why we have 50,000 or so kilometers of veins inside every one of us. It's hard to believe, but that's because every single cell needs blood. Every single cell. There isn't one that doesn't need blood, and we wouldn't have that many vessels inside us. And it is energy. It is the body's most important body function. So I have never stopped taking that formula over 20-odd years, Chrissy, because I don't want... I was prone to build up plaque and heart trouble, heart disease, angina, irregular heartbeat. And so I don't want any of that back. I plan to stay 100% cleaned out and have blood flow like I'm supposed to have everywhere. So that's the flagship product, the Strauss Heart Drops. The kidney blood pressure formula is fabulous. There's antibiotic herbs and other herbs that both kill bacteria in the kidneys and help cleanse the kidneys and support them to do what they are supposed to do, including help keep our blood pressure down. Just a great formula. That's the formula that lowered my blood pressure years ago, over 20 years ago. And the CardioCom for damaged heart cells, irregular heartbeat, that's the formula I took to which stopped my arrhythmia, stopped my irregular heartbeat over 20 years ago. Just a great product. I took it for 3 months, and the CardioCom, and haven't, you know, all these years since. So I'm just so grateful for those products. The bladder is going to be back next week. They apparently have a production that will be available to go to stores next week. That's just a great formula. My mom and I both had a lot of experience with that formula, and so many people. Again, antibiotic herbs, kills bacteria, which grows very quickly in our bladder, and cleanses the bladder to work the way it's supposed to. And anybody I've ever talked to, Chrissy, that takes this formula, they just go to the bathroom less. And it's just a cleanse. It's all it is, to so that our bladder can do what it's supposed to do. The prostate, incredible formula, saved my dad from having his prostate removed over 20 years ago, and died with a healthy prostate 14 years after they were going to remove his in Boston. He died with a healthy prostate, never had an issue again. I had some issues, same thing with me with the prostate. I've never had issues again since. Now, it's just been available since the last month or two, and I am taking it again. It's been all these years, Chrissy, so it's always wise to, I would have taken it more often than that had it been available, but with a lot of these cleanses as you get older, if you can do this once every 2 or 3 years, boy, it's just what a difference you can make for yourself. The and then again, the immune products, the Agrumax, the citrus seed oil extract, the Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano, both those products safe for expecting moms, safe for the little babies growing inside them, safe for young children. So these two, the Cold Storm and Smooth Oregano, are great daily supplements to take year-round, not just in cold and flu season, to take year-round. Oregano is so powerful, Chrissy. Such a powerful herb, and this is spearmint flavored, easy to take, doesn't burn your mouth, doesn't give you indigestion. I was never able to take oil of oregano in the three times I tried in this past 20 odd years, but this is easy to take, and I love that it's approved for pregnant women and for young children, Chrissy. That's just a great thing, because there aren't many things that are, and these are safe, and Health Canada has given that designation. So Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano, great things for the whole family, and a good thing to have on the kitchen table where I have all my stuff, Chrissy, right there so I don't forget it, you know.
Yeah, I've asked you before about your regimen, and it seems I'm picturing like your big, you know, your big kitchen table, and then right in the center is like, instead of a vase of flowers, it's a vase of all of this.
Yeah, it's much bigger than a vase of flowers, though. My mom had us made a Lazy Susan for our main eating table years ago, and it is covered in my formulas, and I leave them right there and spin around and take each one every day. It's not a good thing to forget. You know, I don't want to forget or run out and then forget and not take something anymore. I've had too much good luck with these natural products and have not had so much as an aspirin in over 20 years, Chrissy. So in my 67th year, I still work a lot, and I'm still very active. I've taken up golfing as a hobby and having a whale of a good time with some of my old friends that way back from high school and some of the early football days, and we've been having a great time, and I've really been enjoying that this year. I never really enjoyed it before. It's kind of an unnatural game. It's not like hitting a baseball, and you know, it's not like throwing a football, or it's kind of a very unique game, and so it's a challenge, and I've had fun with that, and it's of course good for me to be out there for 4 or 5 hours a week walking around. And we got to do things we like to do as well, Chrissy. There has to be things to look forward to and that we really enjoy. And it's all part of, I think, living a healthy, fuller, richer life.
Yeah, and you know, Wayne, in all our time together, I think that's the first time you've talked about, you know, that you're doing, obviously everything you do for you, right? You do for your health, you do for you. But going and golfing with your buddies is a different experience, right? It's not exercise. I mean, it is exercise, but that's not what you're conscious of in your brain.
No,
like, what,
no.
You know, it's a mental stress reliever to go out with your friends and have a round of golf. And it's really great to hear that you're also able to incorporate that sort of self-care stuff that we talk so much about now in 2020.
It's made a nice difference for me, Chrissy. I never had a hobby. I mean, I always liked going out in the tugboat and pushing ships, and I've always liked boating, but I don't get to do that much at all, and so I can't call it a hobby, really. But with my friends who, you know, I've known all these fellas, I've yet to play golf with anybody I didn't know for more than 50 years. So it's always great to be with them no matter what we're doing. And it's fun. You're comfortable with your good friends. And so I find it a great stress reliever. And I look forward to every single time we're going to play. And we've been playing at least once a week, which has been just great. I'm just so thrilled to find this hobby at this age and having a good time at it.
Yeah, and I was come back full circle. Get out there this week because it's the last nice week of weather.
Oh, yeah, we're golfing at 8 in the morning, so it may be the last one, I don't know. But it's good. And whatever your thing is, there's people, Chrissy, that are in their 90s that go out and get down their hands and knees and stretch in the garden a little bit, pick out a few leaves, pick out some tomatoes and produce for the day or for a couple of days. And it's just good stuff to keep moving. Our muscles are meant to be used. They need oxygen, too, to operate properly, so we need that blood flow. But we are meant to use these arms and legs, or the Creator would not have given them to us. You know, we'd just have a rear end if we were meant to sit around all day.
For sure. Now, if only we can get the kids doing it a bit more, right?
Oh, yeah, do what our moms used to do. Get outside, you kids. Get out there now and play. And that's exactly right, Chrissy. That's what's needed.
I think I scream that all the time. I don't even want to see you. Just go.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
They've
proven, you know, it's a shame. I was so shocked a few years ago to hear the children, young children, with high blood pressure. And but I was also pleased to hear that when they did a study and they had these kids go out for an hour a day, and there was a park there, there were slides and swings and so forth, and a ball they could play with. And that hour a day, and I forget the time period it was over, Chrissy, but it lowered all the children's blood pressure in the test in the study. And so it's important, even from a young age like that. You know, you'd think so much less could go wrong with such a young person, but these behavioral problems and choices that we make, you know, they should start as young as possible, really.
And they should. And, like, you know, it's funny because if we see it as an adult, like, you and I both know that when we exercise, we feel better, period, hands down. Nobody ever regrets a period of exercise, whether it's going for a walk or whether it's going for an intense run. People don't regret that. So how it's getting that mindset into the kids to say, hey, you won't regret going and running around and playing outside for an hour or doing this or, going and playing hockey, because it changes your endorphins to feel better.
Absolutely. And listen, you know, my grandparents used to know that only give us so much sugar, we'd be climbing the walls, they'd say, wouldn't settle down to go to sleep. And so being outdoors, fresh air, sunshine, exercise is a great way to spend energy. And everyone sleeps better, including children. If you can let them go outside and whack themselves out, they're going to sleep better. They won't be as, whatever you want to call it, high strung or climbing the walls. And it's something that's been known for a long time. There's really no opposing view to that, Chrissy, right, to get some exercise. And of course, usually when kids get outside, they have a whale of a good time anyway. I know I always loved it.
Just find
for
sure.
A ball somewhere and away we go.
Absolutely. And even, I'll tell you, our best purchase ever was our trampoline. Like, I just watch the kids on that trampoline and I think, keep jumping, then you will sleep well.
That's fabulous. That is just great. Because if you can have, I don't know how many people like going to work out, you know, heading to the gym or heading to the weight room. I can't say I love it. I just love the effects of it and how it makes me feel. Trampoline is a great one, because if you can have fun, that's what I loved about sports so much. It was great exercise, Chrissy, but it was so much fun. We were playing a game, you know. So a trampoline is a great thing for kids. Anything at all where you're out there doing it is a good thing.
Yeah, and I think it's also that the change, it's the mindset, right? You're not telling kids to go work out. You're not sending them to the gym to work out and have a scheduled routine. It's play. And as adults, I think we need to remember that as well.
Yeah, so maybe less electronics this Christmas as well, folks, and buy a soccer ball or a
a trampoline.
a horseshoe set or a trampoline, yeah.
Exactly. Well,
get out there and do it.
Thank you for another great show, Wayne, and I look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks.
Me as well, Chrissy. And folks, check out straussnaturals.ca and watch for those specials. And I hope folks give it to themselves or give the gift of health support to someone they love, Chrissy.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
All the best.
This has been Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTB. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. For past episodes, go to 610CKTB.com and click on Shows.